Blog Talk.
Oh no, but let go. And the montage goes, Corey is pulling out her guns and polishing them, and I'm shining my car. It's a lowrider, convertible.
Ooh, that's hot.
And I'm putting on my boots and I'm lacing them up. Do y'all know why?
Somebody is going to get cut.
Somebody's going to get cut for announcing my news ahead of time.
Jay, you're in so much trouble, Jay. Oh, you should have heard her this morning.
I'm in my kitchen holding the phone, and I hear buzz in my phone. I was like, who's twittering? You know, usually they know we're not getting ready to start buzz. Hands up. Oh, Jay, you are so in trouble.
Jay, you're so dead. Better run, boy. Better run.
When we play GTA, as soon as the multiplayer comes out, instead of you and I rolling together, I'm going to push you out of the car.
Poor Jay. She's going to push you out of the car, and then she's going to run you over, back up, and do it again.
Hello. See, she knows me well.
Do you remember announcing my news?
Announce this. Announce this.
Oh, my God. All right, people, I can't laugh. I can start coughing.
Yeah, well, how's your face? Okay.
I sound like I have a smoker's cough, and I've never smoked in my life. It's so horrible.
Yes. How does that happen? In case you didn't know, that is the intro song for GTA 4. I am so excited, and of course, all of you have already heard, thanks to Jay, there's GTA 5 is coming!
Oh, Jay.
I went all in the high register when I said that.
And then
he sent us to Game Trailers. Now, I'll say Game Trailers' name because, you know, they also love us. There's an old interview or something up over there. If you can't find it, you can also find it on our YouTube channel that Game Trailers did with GGR way back in the day. Wow. However, who is Twittering me talking about folk? I don't know. What is that?
Not me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he said he's fleeing to San Andreas. San Andreas. I will find you in San Andreas. I got peoples in San Andreas. Okay, so I got peoples. Oh, I cannot wait. I have been waiting for so many years. Just, Rockstar, why do you make me wait? Please let me get a woman. Please let me have a playable woman character. If you do, I will something. I don't know. Whatever it is. You can have my soul.
Oh. But, I mean, come on. How many girls are playing nowadays? I mean, Outlaw's playing. Everybody knows.
Yes. That is such a lovely news. So in case you don't know, the trailer is due to be released November 2nd. I wonder if they're going to do what they did last time. Remember I told you they had the trailer they put up, and it was nothing but a countdown clock. And I watched it for several hours to see if it was going to show something.
You watched a trailer for hours?
A trailer, and all it was GTA 4 and a clock counting backwards. And it was on for, I want to say 3 hours. I didn't watch for the entire 3, but I'm telling you, I sat there with the TV on in here for a good long while, maybe an hour or so, going, they're going to show something. It's going to be a flash of something. And they didn't, of course, so they had me good. I know better this time. You're not going to show me anything. Look, then when I change the channel, they'll be like, ha-ha, Corey, we got you. Look. Yes. So I'm so excited. I am beyond excited. If they tell me it's coming out Christmas, that'll be one of the few times you see me camp out.
I may have to come camp with you. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I will be sitting right there in front of the store. And don't think you're going to sit beside me if you're not Ginger, because I will have my box cutter in hand. I know how some of you are. You're not snatching my game. You're not taking anything from me. Not my GTA. I'm like
Ginger.
Yes, I am like GTA about how Ginger is about Halo. You don't, no.
No, I will, no.
See?
It'll be on. It will be on. You will like it.
It'll be swinging and taking off the earrings at the same time.
Mess with my game. No, you didn't.
Speaking of criminals, it's ironic that I was in APB this morning.
Oh, no.
I ran over some guy. It's his own fault.
I ran over some guy. It's his own fault. I love you, Corey.
It was. It was his own fault. I got in my car, and I came out of the parking garage, and he clearly saw I didn't have control of the car, and he decided to try to run up. And I was trying to turn. I was going to let him get in. You know, I'm good with the fellow criminals. And I don't know, he did some kind of tuck and roll over the hood when I was spinning out. And boom, 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 I went over him. I was like, sorry, dude.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't stop. I saw my name pop up on the APB. I had to keep it moving, you know. So, I'm sorry, whoever you were.
My bad.
I guess my license plate does say Gaming Matrix on the back.
That's so hot.
So he knew who I was, I'm sure. He got a good look at that license plate. Anyway, how you doing, Ginger?
I'm coughing my lungs up this morning. That's
uh-huh. Oh, our poor Ginger. This is lunch with Ginger and, well, sick Ginger and Corey. Poor baby.
This cold is, like, hanging on every time I think it's just, I mean, I feel good. I feel fine.
She's looking fine, too. We saw her last night. In Second Life.
Did you see me? That's more like.
I'm sorry, I'm having a day. What is it? You know, okay, there's some weird connections going on. Only I would notice this. Okay, so he says, do you have the number of Max Payne? I need someone to wash the door. So Blaster and I, when we were playing last night, remember I was telling you about the buildings?
Yeah.
The one that was sideways. When I finally did get it to res, it was resing sideways. And he was talking about Max Payne. Isn't that weird?
That is always odd. I always find that weird.
That's so weird. I tell you, we're all connected in some weird way. I think the gaming is what's doing it. We're going to be telepathic by 2013. Okay, we need to do some notes because we got a lot of...
That game with is like that. That is so odd for us, too.
Yeah. Very, very strange.
Yes. All right, well, I guess I can go ahead and jump in.
Yes, yes.
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. And forgive me, I've got a cough drop in my mouth. All right. Blizzard reiterates stance on Valve's DOTA trademark plans. In an interview that took place at BlizzCon over the weekend, you lucky people who got to go.
Yeah, I know. I heard the word just form right in your mouth.
Blizzard president Mike Morhaime reiterated to Eurogamer his company's stance on Valve Software's attempts to trademark the term DOTA. Oh. Valve has made a move to try and trademark the name of the wildly popular Warcraft 3 modification, much to the chagrin of several companies. I cannot talk with my thing in my mouth. All right, so, included.
<That's decent. laughs> I couldn't resist it. Oh, it was good.
Including entertainment and League of Legends maker Riot Games, as well as the DOTA community at large. Blizzard is also developing a DOTA modification for StarCraft II called Blizzard DOTA, which it showed off a little during BlizzCon over the weekend. When asked if Blizzard was in talks with Valve over the issue, Morhaime told Eurogamer that he had little comment on the matter other than to say, "We are very friendly with Valve, so yeah, we do talk to Valve." But he went on to add that the stance outlined by Blizzard's Rob Pardo at last year's BlizzCon has not changed. Morhaime said, "I could share that our opinion about the situation is that the DOTA name really should belong to the community. I think that it's been part of the Warcraft 3 community for a very long time, and we would like to see the community continue being able to use that name, and having an exclusive mark owned by a competitor doesn't feel right to us." The writer goes on to say, hopefully this doesn't lead to a massive lawsuit of some kind. Yeah, there's going to be a fight. That's all there is to it. There's just going to be a huge fight.
Yeah, and we're going to be there.
I can't even say who I would think would win out of this one. Blizzard and Valve, those are both.
That's a good battle right there.
Yeah, those are both some pretty big hitters.
That is the Godzilla and Mothra. That's what that is,
yeah.
Right there.
I don't know. I guess we will see. I'm still irritated, Blizzard. A, you give me crappy expansion, and B, you didn't talk about the new MMO. I want to know.
They're too busy fighting.
You've been
like men.
For like 2 years now with this MMO. All you can tell me is that it's not in the World of Warcraft world. That's fine, but I want to know more.
They're too busy fighting. Like I said, just like a man. We walk up and we're standing there looking good, and we're like, look at me, honey. I love you. I want to beat him up. Oh, fine, go.
Yes. I mean, at this point, it's been two and a half years, something like that, since we started hearing about this MMO. That we're not hearing anything else makes me think it's going to get squashed.
Are they one of the ones that's not moving to free-to-play? Because they're going to get squashed anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're one of the ones that are not moving to free-to-play.
All right, well... I got some good, delicious, juicy statistics for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, what's the most pre-ordered game in the U.S. as of, let's say, Sunday, maybe?
Battlefield?
Saturday, actually. No, I would have said the same thing. Believe it or not, it is Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Really? You COD? Oh.
Yes, and it's still got 3 weeks until it launches. And it actually went up as of Saturday. Battlefield 3 is right underneath it. The pre-order that they got was 1.2 million. Call of Duty Modern Warfare still with 3 weeks. Modern Warfare. Yeah. Modern Warfare is still 3 weeks out to launch, and it's at 1.9 million.
Wow. Now, you COD fans, did you not watch the Battlefield trailer?
They didn't play. They didn't play the Battlefield demo is what they didn't do, because I'm telling you. I almost pre-ordered, and I don't pre-order first-person shooters because there's always plenty, although you all think there's not going to be. I strolled in Halo 3 when everybody's like, I'm camping out for mine. I strolled into my GameStop the next morning, and there was tons of them. I walked in, and it was a busy GameStop. Walked in and walked right back out with it, so... there's always tons.
I live in a small town, so I'm not worried about it.
No worries. And you would think also that Elder Scrolls would have a lot of pre-orders. Not really. It's not even broke a million, and they're 3 weeks out to launch.
Well, you know, that's because everybody's confusing it with Scrolls.
Oh, and let me be clear. It's Call of Duty for the Xbox that's topping everybody. Pre-ordered game in the U.S. Battlefield, you know, number two on Xbox. Elder Scrolls for the 360 is at 800,000, and then the PS3 Call of Duty is at 770. Some of you people on Call of Duty don't want to play. Star Wars The Old Republic, actually, you guys are not doing well. Neither is Assassin's Creed. Even Halo, as much as Ginger, you love it, is not.
Love Halo, but they hurt us. I heard it's the last two.
400,000 pre-orders at 4 weeks to launch. Assassin's Creed, same thing, 400,000. I'm rounding down, by the way, because it's still not, it's not enough to round up. Mass Effect 3, I'm surprised. 20 weeks to launch. Well, they still got a lot of time, 200,000. Saints Row, I don't think y'all can do it. 4 weeks and you're at 180. And Ghost Recon, which is usually my favorite, at 160,000, 20 weeks to launch. Usually by now, they're topping close to a million. So you guys out there, that y'all better step it up.
Y'all better do something. This is kind of ridiculous.
Now, Call of Duty on this PC is just ridiculous. 84,000 pre-orders. What's wrong with you people? No, I'm kidding.
Spend that money.
You guys. Look, spend that money, people. Okay. So that is your stats. And we didn't have charts for you yesterday because they didn't send them to us on time. And then if you were watching yesterday, we also, it was me. Corey took the site down. I was doing something I shouldn't have been. But it's back up.
We had a big hiccup.
And the
Corey fixed it.
Well, Corey didn't fix it. I knew who to call to fix it. So if you don't know how to fix it, you need to know who to call. So I put in a call. And then I threatened them. You don't get this fixed right now.
I broke it. I know I did, but if you don't fix it right now.
I broke it. Fix it now. Okay, here's an amazing thing that you guys wouldn't think either. Harvest Moon on the 3DS, 61,000 pre-orders.
Holy bejeebus. It's because we've been talking about it.
Just because we rock.
Yeah, Corey's been telling everybody, you got to play this game. You got to play this game.
It's a winter game. I talked to another gamer in Second Life last night that was saying that they noticed that they're seasonal gamers. And I started naming off games I play in the winter. They're like, I play all of those during the winter. Why? I didn't even notice that. And I said, yeah, seasonal gaming.
You know, I never thought about it, but you've got a point.
You like the comfort.
I know I am jonesing for a good MMO right now.
That's why I was up in APB.
Can somebody, I keep going over to the Salem website.
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. Stop it.
I want to play.
I want to play too, but I'm not looking. I refuse to look.
And it looks like it's going to be free to play.
I don't know, but they need to do something. Come out with it. Come on with it.
Well, the wiki page says it's going to be free to play, so.
You are serious. She is serious.
I am. I am, man. I've been reading this and going over and re-going over it. It's so hot. I want to play.
You just like the permadeath like I do.
Yes, the generational. Oh, that is so awesome. I mean, because the next generation picks up where your previous
character left off. And that's
yeah, but can
awesome.
You, the question would be, and we probably, well, I should probably ask them, it's not like they won't talk to us because they actually like us, is will it be you playing your generations or can you do, have your friends, a family, which would be nice? That would be a nice, then I can accept family because there's actually a reason to have.
Yeah.
That would be nice. All right. So, Jen?
Oh, is my turn again?
It's your turn.
My turn again. I cannot believe it. It always keeps coming up to my turn. All right, here we go. Over 500,000 registered for the Secret World Beta.
Yes.
Yes. Funcom experienced a massive interest for the Secret World with over 500,000 gamers having registered for the beta. Developer Funcom is pleased to announce that over 500,000 people have registered to participate in the ongoing beta testing of The Secret World. The Secret World is being published by EA. Grr. If it's by EA, I may not play it because I don't want Origin. Almost everyone joining the community has chosen to affiliate themselves with one of the game's three secret societies, the Illuminati, the Dragon, and the Templars. Fueling the conflict that is already emerging on forums and social media channels everywhere.
Matter of fact, I'm going to Twitter today. My new gang signed for Illuminati. I'm going to just put it up on Twitter. Y'all going to know exactly what it is. It's the pinky finger.
You know, I'm not sure if I want to play. If it's going to be through EA, of course it's going to be through EA. And you're going to have Origin.
Wait.
I don't want that.
Wait, let me specify. Funcom is over across the pond. Mm-hmm. So that EA over there has their stuff together.
Okay.
So it won't be American EA because we know how they are. but
yeah, American EA, you guys can suck my big toe.
And that is not the appendage she was aiming for.
No, it's not. But I don't have that appendage. So
we got others. Anyway, continue.
Oh, my God. Wow. She's got to get me giggling. I'm going to start coughing. All right, who is this? Funcom CEO Trond Arne Aas says, "We are thrilled to see the amount of interest the Secret World is generating among gamers and the press, and exceeding 500,000 beta registrations 6 months before release. 6 months before release is definitely something we are proud of. The gamer interest in the Secret World and the community size of the game is even greater than we experienced with Age of Conan at the stage of development. We expect the community size to keep on expanding at an ever faster pace in the coming months as we approach open beta and launch. Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures proved to be a major sales success for Funcom, with over 1 million copies sold in the first 12 months after release in May 2008. This made Age of Conan one of the best-selling PC games of 2008, and the game has now sold over 1.4 million copies worldwide. Crowned the most anticipated MMO at PAX 2011 by genre-leading website MMORPG.com. But you know what? They suck. We rock. Game Matrix says we love it, too. The Secret World is scheduled to launch for the PC in April 2012 and is currently undergoing through beta testing in parallel with development. Funcom continues to invite more testers over time and will be initiating several different phases of beta leading up to release in order to secure the smoothest possible launch. Beta testers are actively contributing to the development of the game by providing input on game design, mechanics, balance, and more." All right, so what is The Secret World? The Secret World invites players into a modern-day, real-world setting where secret societies pull the strings of kings and presidents, and where the player will break free from the confinements of classes and levels using a free-form progression system. The game is being brought to life by the experienced MMO developers at Funcom, led by the award-winning game designer Ragnar Tornquist. Yay! All right, so if you want to check this out, if you want to sign up for the beta test, you can head over to the official site at thesecretworld.com. Go check it out. They really do have a lot of cool stuff up there.
I love them. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I know. That game looks so hot. I'm going to, like, fan myself. It's like, oh,
Illuminati!
That is so hot.
I'm Illuminati!
I think that, if I can talk, I'm tripping on my own words. I'm pretty sure that's what I ended up with when I took the test.
That's right.
They give you a quiz to see, you know, where you think or where they think you should be.
And I like that they do that. I've been waiting for a game to do that.
Yes.
Because it makes it easier for you to play if it's something that comes natural to you. So I'm naturally, neutrally chaotic.
She's naturally chaotic.
That's right.
How does that not surprise me?
naturally neutrally chaotic. I like to sit right in the middle and just cause the mayhem and stand back and watch.
Just sit there and stir the pot again and again and again.
And say, I did this.
I love you, Cora. You're so evil.
I know. Okay, so that was evil. All right, so those of you, first of all, I just noticed something else because, you know, as we tell you, we get tons of news in the morning in our little mailboxes and everywhere else. We're all over the place. I just noticed a press release that I got that was saying, of course, Battlefield 3 was out. And I'm not going to read it because you all know this if you're, mm-hmm. you know, waiting. I know it. But I'm finding interesting that we actually have the sales data, right? I told you how many they sold.
Yeah.
And for some reason in the press release, it says that they've done 3 million in pre-sales when as of day before yesterday, it was 1.9 million. That doesn't come close to 3 million to me. I just want to point that out.
No, it doesn't.
Come on now. We like some juicy gossip, but that's just a flat-out lie. Okay, so anyway.
Don't lie to us. We will find out.
Don't be lying to the people trying to make it. It's not like people weren't going to buy it. You didn't need to up your numbers. People love it. I'm saying it was good. It's a good game. Okay, so apparently another game is out today, 505 Games, who says they are the global publisher of video games. I don't know what that means, but hey, announced today that Blackwater, an immersive first-person shooter exclusively for Kinect, is out today, shipped to North American retailers. If you can't get your hands on BF3, maybe you should play this. It might be good. Stand the High Octane game was developed in conjunction with former members of the Blackwater private security team who consulted on moves, gestures, and gameplay. And this is not the story I'm supposed to be reading to you. I know if you're on Twitter, you're like, that is not what Twitter. I was waiting. I'm going to tell you, just calm down. As the only first-person shooter available on Kinect for Xbox 360, Blackwater reinvents the modern combat genre by giving players the ability to control gameplay using a traditional controller or with the controller free abilities of Kinect for Xbox 360, introducing an unprecedented level of depth to the FPS genre. Mm-hmm. Published by 505 Games, produced by Pantiera, and developed by Zombie Studios. I like your name. Blackwater is titled for the former name of the private security company founded in 1997 by Eric Prince, a former Navy SEAL, to provide training and support to military and law enforcement agencies. Blackwater, he's saying, will have a unique appeal to gamers on the Kinect for Xbox 360 platform. The physical, visual, and virtual feel of participating in a mission brings a level of excitement, realism, and fun to the game that is hard to match. The game features more than 25 different Kinect moves as players employ real Blackwater combat tactics to knock down doors, shoot, crouch, throw grenades, and use various environments for cover. Featuring officially licensed weapons, players lead a team of Blackwater operatives as they protect inhabitants of a fictional North African town who are battling a corrupt general in order to restore peace. Blackwater for Kinect for Xbox 360 is rated T for teen. they have a website, Blackwater Game. I think my caffeine is kicking in. Y'all better run. I have not seen this game. This is the first I am hearing of it. I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. We have no. They have no trailers. They didn't give us anything. So I'm blind. I don't know what to make about this game.
I don't know.
And I'm worried that it's a Kinect game. I really am.
No.
How do you move? Is my question.
Yeah.
How exactly do you move? So if we find out anything, there is a trailer there. I'll watch it while Ginger speaks. Wait a minute. Oh, I got to do this other story first, Ginger, before I get cut by people. You know how they get about their stories. Okay, the Facebook thing, yeah, is what I Twittered. Mm-hmm. Well, Zuckerberg, stop it. Okay, so Facebook has made the next step in expanding its reach. Yes, they're starting a new testing program that allows Facebook credits, the site's currency, to be used on other websites. Zuckerberg is saying, I believe this is him anyway, or actually this is just up on their blog, so we're going to say he said it anyway. He owns the company. He says, we've begun working with a few developers to test the ability to offer Facebook credits on websites with the goal of helping them offer a more unified app experience to users beyond apps on Facebook. Facebook takes 30% of credit purchases, so expanding the use of credits can only expand its revenue from the service. The first site to take part of this is online gaming portal Gamehouse, who we used to hang around with for a while, and now I'm leaving them alone because you have Facebook credits. Today, Facebook announced a creative partnership. I'm just joking, guys. You know I love you at Gamehouse. Facebook announced a creative partnership with us to test Facebook credits on Gamehouse.com.
This is what's up on their blog, which means Collapse, Blast, Uno, Boost. Players can now switch back and forth between Facebook and GameHouse.com with continuity in scores and data. Facebook users can log into the site with their social networking details and then will be offered the option of using Facebook credits instead of more traditional methods, payments like PayPal. Do y'all see the fight coming?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Earlier this month, Facebook revealed extended iOS support that allowed users to buy Facebook credits. This is going to be good. Facebook, you stepped to the PayPal. This was not good. You got Google on you. Google's going to team with PayPal. And Google and PayPal have been at it and fighting, but it's going to become the enemy of my enemy thing. Oh, it's going to be good. Gendrick, pop the popcorn. Let's do this.
I will get the butter going. All right. Time for more news. What have I got? GamePolitics.com this morning. Yogscast creators say they deserve some credit for Minecraft's success. Oh, yeah, you know, you got to hold on to the skirt tails. Simon Lane and Lewis Brinley, the duo that run the popular YouTube series Yogscast, claim that they deserve a portion of the credit for the success of Mojang's popular indie builder, Minecraft. Mojang's virtual world has managed to sell over 3 million copies despite still being in beta. All right, people, I don't know who wrote this. When you repeat your words 3 times, it's not cool. In an interview with Edge, Lane and Brinley tell the publication that they have played a major part in the game's success thanks to its popular Minecraft series on their YouTube channel, which receives around 80 million views every month. Holy crap. All right, so Brinley tells the writer that typically the people who play games on YouTube do so because they're good at games and want to show off their skill or guide others to do better. Minecraft is different to anything else out there, and it works really well for us because it's a game that's evolving like nothing before. The entire game has had $0 spent on PR, yet has sold 3.5 million copies. I think a large part of that is due to us. We are Minecraft PR, Lane adds. Oh, my God. People, really? I think we enjoy a symbiotic relationship with Mojang and have definitely contributed to each other's success. I'm very thankful we've done so well out of it. All right, so the full interview with Lane and Brinley can be found over in the new issue of The Edge. I don't have to think about this. This is nuts. Are you really, really going to hold on to Minecraft skirt tails, coattails, and, you know, try to get some popularity off of this? Kind of, yeah, whatever. All right, so, UPS Vita fans. This is crazy. All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Some PS Vita games require additional memory card for saves. Actually, that's not quite very surprising. My own phone came that way. I'm a little bit irritated about that, but hey, whatever. They're cheap, they're easy to get, whatever. While most games for PS Vita will allow you to save directly on the media the games come on, it looks like a handful will require an additional memory card, according to a Kotaku report. So far, the list of games that will require an additional memory card to save progress include Uncharted Golden Abyss, Dissidia 3, Hotshot Golf 6, Monster Radar, Dream Club Zero, and At Field. Of course, if you buy your games via the PlayStation Store, you'll need an additional memory card anyway. On the plus side, Asphalt Injection, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, F1 2011, Dynasty Warriors, Next, Shin Kamachio no Euro, Dark Quest Alliance, Army Corps of Hell, Shin Nobito 2, Power Smash 4, Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Extend, Michael Jackson, Mojang Fight Club, Let's Try Bass Fishing Fish on Next. Oh, I love fishing. Love fishing in games. And Lord of Apocalypse allow you to save directly to the media these games come on. Both lists come from an interesting story. All right, so this is kind of crazy, but again, it's not that shocking. I know my own phone. I love my phone. I love my PlayStation phone. It's so awesome. But yeah, I had to have a memory card to play a lot of my own games. The ones that came on, of course, I didn't. Actually, I think 2 did. I think The Sims 3, I had to have the additional card. I don't remember. Not that you're going to catch me playing The Sims 3. EA can suck it. Okay. Oh, Valve commenting on piracy again. And they've got a very good point here. GamePolitics.com this morning. Valve says good service helps combat piracy. Valve frontman Gabe Newell says that there is a way to beat piracy, and it involves content creators and publishers providing better service. In other words, obtrusive DRM solutions are not the answer to the problem. No, Gabe Newell says, one thing that we have learned is that piracy is not a pricing issue, it's a service issue. The easiest way to stop piracy is not by putting anti-piracy technology to work, it's by giving those people a service that's better than what they're receiving from the pirates. Yes, thank you, Gabe. This is very true. If you have a crappy game, I'm not going to pirate it. For example, Russia, you say, oh, we're going to enter Russia. People say, you're doomed. And they'll pirate everything in Russia. Russia, now outside of Germany, is our largest continental European market. But the point was, the people who are telling you that Russians pirate everything are the people who wait 6 months to localize their product into Russia. It doesn't take much in terms of providing a better service to make pirates a non-issue. Newell went on to say that engagement is also an important factor. A game offered at a 75% discount was able to increase revenue for Valve by 40-fold, according to Newell. Newell went on to say, promotions on the digital channel increased sales at retail at the same time and increased sales after the sales were finished. Essentially, your audience, the people who bought the game, was more effective than traditional promotional tools. So we tried a third-party product to see if we had some artificial home field advantage. We saw that the same pricing phenomenon, 25%, 50%, and 75%, very reliably generated different increases in gross revenue. He's got a point. If you can provide us something that the pirates can't, if you can offer us great service, we're going to go to you. We're not going to pirate your game. We're going to pay you for that service. So, yeah, that's kind of awesome. Okay. What else do I have for you? I have so much news this morning. It is ridiculous how much news we have this morning. Okay, this one is kind of funny just because mainly the picture that went with it. It's time to get medieval as 760 and Firefly Studios launch Stronghold 3. Acclaimed castle-building series makes its long-awaited return. 760 and Firefly Studios are delighted to announce that Stronghold 3, the eagerly awaited latest installment in the premier castle-building series, is also available across the globe today in stores and from digital retailers. Stronghold 3 is the true sequel to the much-loved original, which sees the return of the franchise's most notorious enemy, the Wolf. After seemingly falling to his demise following defeat by the Boy, he has cheated death and is back for revenge. Along with some of his old supporters and new, more dangerous allies, the game also includes refined graphics, dramatic nighttime sieges. Oh, I love sieges. I love siege battles. Any of y'all play Dark Age Camelot? I love siege battles. All right. It also comes with a new physics engine that ensures every single catapult blow packs a real punch. Simon Bradbury, lead designer of Firefly Studios, says, we're pleased fans can finally take to the battlefield to try and stop the Wolf from dominating the kingdom. Stronghold 3 is a leap forward for the series, and we're working very hard to refine the core Stronghold mechanics as well as adding lots of exciting new features. Jeff Hutchinson, Vice President of Interactive Entertainment at 760, says, Stronghold 3 is a huge milestone for 760 because it's our first release and we're confident it will go on to great success. Firefly Studios has done an amazing job when bringing the medieval period to life. You can almost smell the cow dung and flagons of fell. Oh my god, I'm sorry. It is fell. If we can smell cow dung in the game, that's totally fell. And flagons of L while playing. For more information on Stronghold 3, you can head over to stronghold3.com. Or for details on 760, you can head over to 760.com. And make sure you follow at Ask the Wolf on Twitter. All right. So, yeah, I've got this up. I think I may actually even have a trailer up on GameAndAtrix.com this morning. So if you go over there and check it out. Yeah, I laughed mainly because the image said something about real men play flutes. There we go. Real men play lutes, which was just, I don't know who comes up with this stuff, but yeah, they cracked me up. All right. I hope some of Corey's little girl family members are listening to this and start bugging her for this game, just, you know, so I can point and laugh. Be True Be You with Game Mill Entertainment's Moxie Girls game for Nintendo DS, available now. Oh, yeah. All right. So another little pink, girly game that, you know, I really hope girls don't like is out there. Moxie Girls Fashion Dolls, and discover your passion through quizzes, journaling, dress-up, and more. No, thank you. Can we make a little girl's halo? That's what I want to see. I want to see a little girl's halo. Yes, a little pink halo? That'd be awesome. Game Mill Entertainment, an independent publisher of entertaining mass-market video games, announced today that Moxie Girls for the Nintendo DS handheld system is available now in retail stores nationwide. Based on the popular Moxie Girls brand of fashion dolls, Moxie Girls for DS is a fun-filled imagination video game featuring activities that capture the positive Moxie Girls messages that focus on building confidence, courage, and creativity. Moxie Girls for DS is available for the suggested retail price of $19.99. Moxie Girls for Nintendo DS provides hours of fun with thousands of art options and creations awaiting your personal touch. Customize your Moxie Girls character and express your creativity in fashion play with dozens of hairstyles, accessories, and more. Share your deepest secrets and get lost in journal and diary modes. Or have fun with friends as you take the Moxie Girls quizzes to find out which of the Moxie Girls you and your friends resemble the most. Oh, no, no. Ugh, I hated those games when I was a little girl. I'm not going to be a fan of them now. Whether playing alone or with others, Moxie Girls provides an interactive and encouraging environment where young girls can be whatever they want. All right, so the game features customization. Pick which Moxie Girls character you want to be or upload pictures of yourself, variety of modes, art play, fashion play, games, and more, personality quizzes, discover the Moxie Girls character that resembles you. Oh, I hated those games. Really hated those games. Picture fun, use CSI functionality for picture taking and puzzle games, mix and match. And positive message. All modes and gameplay focus on the positive Moxie Girls message, be true, be you.
Boo.
Boo, that's what I said. And I also said that I hope all the little girls in your family start begging you for this game.
They're gone. The game sucks. I'm sorry. It just does. I know they're trying to cater to a certain market, but I cannot stand the market they're trying to cater to. It's horrible.
I didn't like Barbies growing up.
I like Barbies, but
girls played house and all that. That was not my kind of thing.
No, no. My Barbies went on safari. My Barbies, you know, did all kinds of exciting things. That's what I did.
I took my Barbie under the porch and ripped her apart and then buried her.
Well, I cut mine's hair. We hunted for tigers. We went through the bayou hunting alligators. That's what I did. So how come I didn't get a safari Barbie that, you know, she came with the shotgun and the machete?
There's a new Barbie out there that I'm tempted to buy just because she's flipping cool looking. I had to monitor what I was about to say. She has tattoos and pink hair. She's all punk looking. And I'm like, that is awesome.
It only took them 40, 50 years.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of high numbers. Oh, were you done? Because I just.
I'm done.
Okay. So speaking of high numbers and doing really well and bad at the same time, Arkham City. Shipped 4.6 million in week one. The recent Batman sequel, Arkham City, shipped 4.6 million copies in its first week on sale, more than doubling the figure of its predecessor. The game launched on October 18th in the U.S. and in Europe on October 21st, meeting with overwhelmingly positive critical coverage at first, hitting UK's number one. The game currently has a 96% average on PS3 and 95% on Xbox 360. This is sans the whole... Yeah, Catwoman debacle. Batman Arkham City, of course, they're saying is one of the best action-adventure games proven by its tremendous reviews, and it further establishes the Batman brand as a marquee franchise for a growing business, said Warner Brothers Interactive President Martin Tremblay. I said the true test for any game is that what the players think. If we've been thrilled by their reaction to Batman Arkham City, the team at Rocksteady even put every ounce of effort into making the best Batman experience we possibly could. So we are overwhelmed by the incredible feedback from the community. Now, fix the Catwoman.
Yes, fix the Catwoman. What is wrong with you people? Fix the Catwoman.
There's some interesting comments. Some of them are people are saying they should give them the Superman franchise. I don't think you can do Superman as a game. I'm just sorry. It cannot be done.
Why do you say that?
I just don't. I can't really look at it and see where it would be fun for anybody to play being Superman. I mean, the last one looked good that EA did, and the alarm bells went off for us is that they wouldn't let us play it. They wouldn't, you know, the guy wouldn't give me the controller. And I was like,
give you the controller.
Yeah, you know how usually you go to an event, they demo it, and they'll let you. Either they have a demo, it's just running, and you stand there and you watch it. But they were actually standing there playing as part of the demo, but they would not let me hold the controller to play by myself, you know, as part of the demo. Whereas when I went to EA, when they were doing, I forgot we were playing in Austin. One of those racing games, which I'm not really fond of. If it's not Burnout, I really don't care, but we went.
Yeah.
They had the whole arcade set up, you know, get in the car and drive type of thing, HD.
Yeah.
So we got to play if we wanted to, but you couldn't play Superman. They wouldn't let us hold the controller. They were like, you can go here or you can go there. And I'm like, well, can I play? Oh, no. Well, why don't you go over there? No, can't go over there.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I knew then it was going to be horrible. And good morning to you, too, Molly Pop.
How are you feeling bad, Molly?
Oh, good morning.
Cold for Molly.
Look, and I come back after Ginger did the whole show by herself. I'm sorry. I had a minor emergency. I had to go cut. But, look. Sometimes you got to step away and cut some people.
You got to cut.
To do it. But I could do another one. You've been doing two or three.
I can, sure. All right. I just got some new news.
You got new news?
Yeah.
Is it juicy? Because we got to go on a break in like 3 minutes. Should we save it for after, you think?
Yeah, y'all better come back because this kind of gets me all a little bit riled up. I don't like this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not the Freedom of Information Act.
Oh, man. We should have got to that one earlier. But, well, you know.
Just popped up.
Well, you guys know what to do. Make sure you are listening to us after. Well, you know, my train of thought is gone. See, sometimes when you cut, it just takes all of you out of you. Takes it all out of you. You have to come from the hip with the swing and everything. It's just that upward swing. Yeah. But make sure you are downloading and listening to our streaming section. We sometimes have good stuff in there.
Yes. And remember, next week we start our new show,
Pixinista.
I can't wait. Pixinista. Scary conversation, shut my eyes, can't find the break.
A little bit before we go to streaming.
All right. People, this is not good. It's not good. I don't like this. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. It just popped up. Freedom of Information Act change would give government license to lie. Not cool at all. No. A proposed rule change to the Freedom of Information Act would give federal agencies a special exemption when it comes to certain types of information requests. The change would allow agencies to tell citizens requesting certain law enforcement or national security documents that records don't exist, even when they do. I don't like this. The Freedom of Information Act was so that we could get this information. We need this information. I don't want you hiding information from me.
Well, see, I don't think people are realizing how far this could stretch. And I'm going to tell you how far I could stretch. This was one of the things we did at the law office I worked in. The first place they would go to look for records if there was a criminal or, if they were looking for possible criminal records. So now, let's just go extreme. What if there's a crooked cop and maybe his brother did something horrible?
Yeah.
And they end up going to court. They can now hide these records officially. They can go in and say, no, he never, raped this 5-year-old girl in 1992. Gone. I don't like this. We all need to be jumping on to fight this because it has such far-reaching repercussions you cannot imagine.
Yes. All right, so under the current rules of the FOIA, the government may withhold information and say that it can neither confirm nor deny the existence of such records. The new changes would give them a license to lie. The new proposal is part of a lengthy rule revision by the Department of Justice. Open government groups object. Mike German, senior policy counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union, told ProPublica, "We don't believe the statute allows the government to lie to FOI requesters." Obviously, the group opposes the provision. The ACLU, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and the OpenGovernment.org said that this change would dramatically undermine government integrity by allowing a law designed to provide public access to government to be twisted. Yes, this is crappy. I don't like this at all. I don't like this. I don't want you to be able to lie to me.
Well, they can now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing for you to tell me I can't confirm or deny. That's one thing. It's a whole nother to tell me, oh, no, sorry, this doesn't exist. Advocacy groups propose different language, something along the lines of, you have requested records which, if they exist, would not be subject to the disclosure requirements of FOIA.
FOIA.
Yes, FOIA. Advocacy groups also say that the proposed rule change would undermine judicial proceedings. In a recent case brought by the ACLU, Southern California, the FBI denied the existence of documents, but the court later found that the documents did exist. The judge on the case, U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney, wrote in his decision that the government cannot, under any circumstance, affirmatively mislead the court. I agree. When the government starts lying to our own courts, that's not cool. Our courts are there for a reason.
That's exactly what I was saying. You can't, and how the process works, people, and you can do this yourself if you wanted to, because right now it's still legal. You to get the little form, you go to the website, and it's called a FOIA form, and you fill out the request. And I can't remember if you have to have it notarized or not, but I believe you do. But you say, I want information on this person, and you do have to have, like, their social security number and, you know, some other little bit of personal information. But you send it to them, and then they can send it back to you via fax or however you request. You can pay the money to have it sent to you, certified, you know, the results certified. And if they end this, there's no more of this. Even doing background checks could become, you know, bad. Let me go to another avenue. Those of you, like, I have a friend who's now started trying to date, so she's on Chemistry or Match or whatever those places are. Mm-hmm. So Chemistry or Match doesn't do a background check. What if you decide you're going to do your background check on said person before you go on a date? And he's a murderer. He's, you know, on the run from the law. You can't find this now. All of this can just lock all this information down. You can't find out about anybody.
That is not cool. All right, Ginger, have some real estate, and I rent, and I do background checks on people. I do not want to rent out my home to somebody who is dangerous. I don't want to put my neighbors in that situation. I love my neighbors. They're awesome. They have kids. I mean, what if I couldn't do this? What if I ended up putting some kind of child molester in my home by accident?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if you're a single mom, you're out there dating? You don't want to bring these people around your children. You want to know who they are.
Yep.
And now you can't do this.
This could put the kibosh on a whole lot of the ability just to know that you're safe. And truly enough, you know, if the person is hidden well enough, you may not find anything. But at least there is a possibility. The possibility is not eliminated with this new thing. So if you got...
I want to know, how is this going to affect the sex offender registration?
Oh, gosh. See, and we do, by the way, we do have a sex offender in our midst in the gaming community.
We
know who it is, and legally I cannot say his name on the air. But if we're at an event, and you see me giving somebody the stinky eye,
the stink eye,
then you know exactly who it is. And I don't care if it's been years since he's done what he did. He should not be involved in an industry that clearly involves children. He's a pedophile.
Exactly.
Clearly, there's young girls and boys here. So he knows who he is. We know who you are. We have done the research. We have alerted the authorities. So if you step out of line, they are on you. Mm-hmm. Anyway. This is scary. You guys need to make sure you get on this. Very, very scary news.
Yes, very scary. So get out there. People, I know we keep harping. You got to vote. Get up off your couches. Put down the game for 2 seconds. It won't take 20 minutes to go down there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get this stuff taken care of.
Speaking of getting up and doing things, some of you got up and gave Netflix the finger. So we out of here. Oh, I saw that. Go ahead.
This was actually came in late yesterday. Netflix ended their third quarter of 2011 with just 23.8 million total subscribers, 810,000 fewer than the previous quarter. Ooh, they revealed that in their earnings report.
That hurt. Oh my! I know. I saw that and I was like, wow.
The lost tribe of Netflix.
No kidding.
Most of the losses, of course, according to VentureBeat, were attributed to the company's rising subscription rates. They raised them by more than 60% on its DVD by mail service. The low numbers are also reflective of Netflix's unpopular decision to break off its DVD by mail business into a separate company called Quixtar, and a move that Netflix, of course, later canceled, which we told you about last week, after receiving such a huge backlash.
Wow.
People, y'all are throwing such a fit about this, about buy mail order videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because y'all are too lazy to go down to your local movie rental place.
There's no more rental place, Ginger. This isn't. But in all honesty,
there's still several places. Well, all right, there's no Blockbuster. Blockbuster is gone now, but you can still go to.
Blockbuster's back.
Is Blockbuster back?
Yeah, them and Dish Network, I believe it is.
Yeah, I know both of the Blockbusters here in my town are gone.
No, they just came back. Remember, we talked about this 2 or 3 weeks ago. They're taking on Netflix, so that's where they're.
That's right.
Yeah, they're doing their own digital thing, and I do believe they're going to be doing DVD by mail. So, you got your other side, and they've teamed with Dish Network to offer their service. I think it's Dish Network, and it's $19.99 gets you, you know, all your cable, your Blockbuster, your DVD by mail. So yeah, just live it up.
And I've got Netflix, and I mean, if I want to watch a movie, I'm gonna download it from Netflix. I'm gonna stream it from Netflix.
Well, that's us. You remember we have a whole generation behind us that they're kind of slow to catch on to things.
Yeah,
so they're not.
I don't understand the need to rent the actual physical object if you can just say, hey, yeah, all right, I want to watch this. Click here. Okay, let's go.
I'm telling you again, Ginger, we got a generation behind us.
You generation behind us?
No, not behind us, but ahead of us. Ahead of us.
That, y'all need to catch up.
Yeah, they're having some issues embracing the technology. Even my papa, I told you, was arguing with me. Last week about that he paid $200 for a cell phone. He didn't understand why he needed a new one, and he's had it for 2 years. When I pay $200, I expect for it to last forever. I was like, welcome.
That's 6 months tops.
Welcome to the new era. Yeah, you're not going to get – this is not going to last you forever. It may last forever, but you can't use it forever. So, they just don't – and that's 2 or 3 generations. My grandmother's the same. You know, I don't understand why I keep having to buy a new cell phone. And they just don't understand it. And they also don't understand – I think my grandmother's just now catching on to DVDs.
Wow.
And she was very excited to show me that she had bought herself a new DVD player. And then she says, what is Blu-ray? And I says, you know – Grammy, just leave it alone. Go ahead and enjoy your DVDs. She was angry because she couldn't have her VCR anymore. I don't know why they keep changing up stuff. I just don't like it. So they don't get it.
It's called progress.
Yeah, if we know what it's called. We understand
it. We didn't have progress. Yeah, we wouldn't have washing machines.
Yeah, they get that part, but it's just it's such a huge jump in what they knew before. You know, it's not like things kind of progress naturally. It was 1 minute it was this, and then, bam, it was something completely different. There was no natural progression with computers. 1 minute we were, you know, we were 14.4 boss, and then we were T1. we just dumped. So I think they understand the power of all this stuff. They just don't understand how it works. And So I'm not mad at them. I understand why they need their DVDs. And I just gave up. I'm not going to try to explain to my grandmother what Blu-ray is or how to stream anything because it doesn't do any good. I tried to go in and teach her. She told me she wanted a computer. We went to go look at them, and she couldn't understand how the internet works. How come it doesn't have internet on it already? They think the internet is like a thing that's on the computer.
No, it
connects to the internet, Nana. No, but how do you get it on? Did you just come with the internet on? Never mind. Just sit over there.
You're so pretty.
I love you. Don't know. We're not gonna get you a computer because then she'll be the ones calling. Like I used to have those old people call me and say, my internet's down, and somebody sent me an email saying I need to send them $5,000. So I did, and they said they were gonna send me.
No,
why would you do this? So, yeah, this is why I say license needed. We should text people. You go down
you get your internet license. You have to take a basic class. You study the book. This shows you how to log on, tells you what email is, explains to you just basic things. This is hardware. This is software. And you pass the test with a 85% or better, and you can have your internet license. And then you're safe to go on the internet. You know the basics of what you need to know.
Yeah.
And I think that would be that needs to be government instituted. You're safe.
Some of you people, though, y'all make my head go, ow.
Well, somebody emailed me, said they need my credit card number, my password to my bank account, and I gave it to them, and then my bank account got cleaned out. Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, did I say that on daytime?
You totally did.
I mumbled it myself. Sorry, guys. Did my safe for work.
I didn't say nothing.
Ginger didn't do it this time.
I didn't do it. I told y'all so.
So anyway, that's what's going on with Netflix. Those people. Sorry, guys.
My bad.
Oh, is this a news story? Because he is so cute. It's actually a couple of days old. The world's most wanted hacker. I don't know about for hacking, but he sure is a cutie. Kevin Mitnick, you are adorable. Okay, so can we get him on the show? Ginger, we need to get him on.
You need to get somebody. Is it my turn again?
It's your turn. I'm just going to drool over him. Go ahead.
All right. I was kind of sitting here. I was looking at this. Okay, so what have we got? All right. GamePolitics.com says, I love you guys. Oh, an open letter to Cyanide about Oh, no, I'm not going to read this. This is too long. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with something else because that is just ridiculously too long.
I love you.
You love me?
She loves me.
Yes. Okay. all right, because I love me some turtles. Here we go. PlaySnack releases physics-based action game Turtle World for iOS. I need it on my Android, just saying. PlaySnack is pleased to announce the release of Turtle World, an action-packed physics-based survival game for kids and grown-ups with stunning visuals and super cute characters. Turtle World tells the story of Frank, a simple turtle who likes the thrill of adventure. Featuring 5 interactive worlds, mini power-ups, and accelerometer-based movement, Turtle World is an addictive game that will be enjoyed by kids and grown-ups. Turtle World features stunning cartoonish graphics, appealing to kids and adults alike. Enjoy 5 exciting worlds and tons of unlockable power-ups. You already told us this. All right, so the story is Turtle World tells the story of Frank, a simple turtle who likes the thrill of adventure. He had a simple life until his friend Bob betrayed him out of jealousy, leading him into a trap. Fortunately for Frank, he is not alone in his quest for survival. Armed with his shell-throwing skills and his multiple powers, he will be able to overcome any obstacles he finds. Join Frank in his adventure and help him survive the never-ending waves of angry enemies and travel through multiple exotic locations as you unleash Frank's newfound powers. All right, so the features are physics-based arcade action, engaging gameplay, easy to play, hard to master, action-packed fun for kids and grown-ups, a universal version played on iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. That is not universal if it doesn't say Android. Just saying. Gaming Center, 5 leaderboards, and 30-plus achievements, high-quality Retina display graphics, 5 fully interactive worlds, 8 power-ups, and more to come. All right, so, yeah, if you want to check this out, I'm pretty sure I have this up on GameNatrix.com this morning, so go check it out.
All right, and lovely people, that is going to do it.
The goat.
Yep, that is going to do it for us today. We will see you guys bright and early tomorrow on the hump day. Getting closer to Pix and Easter, getting closer.
I know, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
If we can stop shopping long.
I know. At least that dress was free last night.
I didn't get no free dress.
Did you? I sent you the link.
Oh, and I went all ghetto, too. I didn't get no free dress. Where was the free dress?
Girl, I'm not going to show you that dress. That dress is hot.
I don't know. Me and Blessed, I tell you, we were trying to find land. It was an ugly quest.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start doing that again this afternoon.
Do you not want to buy the one that I saw?
I'll have to see what you got.
It was roadside. It was 1,000 lindens. It was such an ugly place it was sitting, but and I actually found something to put on it, but it was ugly too, so yeah. Anyway, we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. You know where to find us, GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. Second Life. Some of you have actually found me on Steam. I'm so sorry. I just logged in for the first time last night. Thank you for the firm request. I'll be back on to play with you soon.
We'll be right back.
Ginger.
Oh my God. The girls. I muted myself because I was coughing.